in you is loving that which you have called your enemy, and in fact would never find anyone to be enemy-like or worth condemning. When the source within you is loving whoever it is you're focused upon no matter what you're doing, and you're hating them or fearing them, you're tearing yourself apart. When the source within you knows your worthiness and you don't, you're tearing yourself apart. When you are critical of yourself or anyone and source isn't, you tear yourself apart. When you doubt, source doesn't. When you fear, source doesn't. When you hate, source doesn't. In other words, the source within you is pure positive energy. And the closer you get to that, the better you feel. In fact, in that direction, you feel ease. When you don't do it, you feel dis-ease. So positive emotion means me in my physical body right now, by virtue of whatever it is I'm giving my attention to, have found vibrational alignment with source energy. And under those conditions, if you hold steady in those kinds of thoughts, you thrive. But if you are consistently worried or angry or fearful, if you are watching CNN and believing what they're telling you, if you're holding yourself in vibrational alignment with the idea that you are not in control of your own experience, if you are being brought to a place of feeling no power, then you are holding yourself consistently in a vibration of separation. That's too strong of a word, but we want to make the point. Of separation from who you really are. And under those conditions, you will not continue to thrive. Now, you are source energy, and there is this wonderful buffer of time between the thought that you think and what actually manifests, because after all, you're not only offering a vibration based upon what you're thinking right here, this red hot minute, you are offering a vibration about who you really are. Are you getting a sort of sense of this duality? You are source energy who is in a physical body and therefore allowed to think and expand. When you are thinking thoughts that are in alignment with the way Source sees it, when you're looking at life through the eyes of Source, you love the life you see and you thrive within it. But if you find things to fuss and worry about, and you do it consistently, then you begin to activate vibrations within you that consistently do not allow the fullness of the energy that is really you. And under those conditions, you don't feel so good. Now, you can blame everyone under the sun for the negative emotion you feel. You can blame your mate. You can blame your children. You can blame your parents. You can blame your government. In fact, you can blame anybody that you choose. But we want you to know that no one is responsible for this vibrational gap between you and you other than you. You have total empowerment to do something about closing that gap. We acknowledge there are rascals out there that drive you nuts. We acknowledge that there are pieces of contrast that when you look at them make you feel like you want to pull all of their hair out and maybe yours too. But we want you to understand that you've got to get control of your thoughts without demanding that they do something different. When they need to do something different, you're asking for a very conditional love. You're saying, those conditions please me, but those don't. So those conditions that don't please me need to be changed so that I can be pleased. And isn't that the basis of most parental control? Isn't that the basis of most governmental control or even most religious control? Those conditions don't please me. What are the odds, do you think, that this source energy that man calls God, all-powerful, would really need to change those conditions so that I can be pleased? We want you to understand that that which man calls God and that which we know as Source has got this figured out and does not need your compliance in order to feel good. That would be a pretty limpid God in our opinion. If God were really to say, I want to feel good, but you are not pleasing me. Therefore, I do not feel good, and therefore, I will blow you all up. I will give you one more millennium to comply. And if you continue to displease me, dysfunctional God that I seem to be, And we are wanting you to understand that that which is source energy is always